more radio, and they're reporting, oh, the latest Angus Reid poll shows that the Tories have gone up 2 points and the Liberals have gone down one. What did Stephen Harper say? What did Mr. Dion say? I want to know what Stephen Harper thinks about Kyoto, and I want him to tell me, and he has to justify his opinion. And I've got a lot of questions for him if he says what I think he's going to say. Again, it's very easy always to sort of stand in the present and look back in the past and talk about the good old days and the sort of rosy time that we've left behind us. It does seem to me, though, for example, when Pierre Trudeau was prime minister, or when Lester Pearson was prime minister, or when Robert Borden was prime minister, I mean, that Wilfrid Laurier was prime, John A. Macdonald was prime minister. I mean, you know, these people were brimming with ideas, and the ideas became realities. And, you know, we're benefiting from the fact that our heritage was a pretty wonderful one that way. But as Canadians these days, here's another. I want to sort of take any Canadian I meet and shake them and say, Lester Pearson is dead. Canada does not have the reputation around the world that we all think it did and does. It doesn't anymore. We are not peacekeepers. We're not seen that way. And domestically, you know, the things that we once thought were crucially important are apparently on the bargaining table. We can talk about two-tier health care. Tommy Douglas is rolling over in his grave. Tommy Douglas had an idea.
Thank you. All right, it's official. I am so stuck in that era. I'll be the first one to admit that. That was from 1990, oh geez, I want to say 3. 92. Look at that. Sloan with their song, I Am the Cancer. One of the better songs off of, better/best songs off of their album, Smeared. My goodness. I've lately been waxing nostalgic about my youth because it's slipping away. It's just going away. All the bands that totally influenced me as, I was a musician, if you will. I played rock music. I use that term lightly, musician. And now, I'm doing a radio show and who knows, I'd like to play music again. But my point is, all the bands that really sort of shaped my semi-adolescence, my late adolescence, if you will, are bands like Luscious Jackson. And speaking of Halifax and Sloan, we're talking like Jail. Loved Jail. My God. Who else? Sloan definitely in there. For sure. And anyways, my point though is that all of these people are older than me. Not by much though. A couple years. 4 years. And these people are now in their 40s. Oh my God. And sometimes I just will surf the internet and type in keywords. People who like the members of the bands. The bands that I was influenced by. Like for example, okay. Let me tell you. So Jill Cunniff, okay? So she was the lead singer of Luscious Jackson. And, I also did this with Lush. I was a massive fan of the band Lush out of Britain, out of England. And Mickey Berenyi. She's the feisty, super cool, bright red-haired, half Hungarian, half Japanese lead singer of Lush. God, I wanted to be her. Anyways, and so... they're still existing. Jill Cunniff. And anyways, so she has a blog and it's interesting. I feel like such a, how do I put it? What's the word I'm looking for? A voyeur. Like I'm looking into their lives, 10 years past the fact, 12 years past the fact that I was like obsessing. I wanted to be them. And anyways, so yeah, Jill Cunniff from, from Jail. She has like a kid, at least one kid. And then Mickey from, I say, you know what I mean? Lush, Jail, whatever. Mickey from Lush is living in England with 2 kids, but she's done the music thing. And I don't know. I just get so sad and I think life just goes so quickly, Speaking of this next band I'm going to play. Yes, I'm talking about, oh Lord, Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet, right? We're talking about Kids in the Hall. Anyways, before I go on any further though and start to crying my beer here. My name is Anita B, and I'm your host of this show here. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway here on CITR 101.9 FM here at UBC in Vancouver. It's all Canadian music from 6:30 until 8. That's my job. And okay, Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. Who doesn't love Kids in the Hall? Yes, I love Kids in the Hall so much that I'm potentially thinking about switching the name of this show from Sam Squanch's Hideaway to the Chicken Lady Show. And I told this to somebody and the person thought it was just quite as obscure, my reference. So Sam Squanch's Hideaway is Sam Squanch's what? Bubbles from the Trailer Park Boys would call a Sasquatch. And there's a whole episode where he just kept calling him Sam Squanch's or a Sam Squanch. And the Chicken Lady Show. Chicken Lady, that was my favorite skit. One of my favorite ones. And it was a lady who was half chicken, half human, I suppose. Half lady, half chicken. And, anywho. I have some of the seasons on DVD. Oh, back to the late 80s, early 90s. Okay, let's move on. I'm going to stop. I'll accept the fact that life moves on. And we are in the year 2008, and I'm old. But it's good. It's all good. Here we go. This is Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. If this doesn't get you reminiscing, then I don't know what will. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Above a shop, cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some flags and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school, but still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Because there's nothing else to do.
Because there's nothing else to do.
Dog lying in a corner, they'll bite you and never warn you. Look out,
they'll tear your insides out, because everybody hates a tourist.
Everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the bath.
You will never understand how it feels
to live your life
with no meaning or control.
You're amazed that they exist. And they burn
and they
so
burn
bright,
so
while
bright
you can only wonder.
Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some fags and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. Because when you've laid in bed at night,
watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all. Yeah. You'll never live like common people.
You'll never do what common people do. You'll never fail like common people.
You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Because there's nothing else to do.
Are you?
If I am not a myth, whose legend am I?
You are Iggy Pop.
Well, yeah.
You are the Iggster.
I am Iggy.
How old are you today, Iggy?
Today I'm 48 years old, but I'll be 49 very soon. My birthday's next month.
I once saw you on the Arsenio Hall show. The Arsenio Hall show. Do you remember being on that show at all?
Yes, he's a tall black man.
That was a crazy, just you walking onto the Arsenio Hall show with this neat kind of vest on and no shirt. It was amazing. And I noticed you look a lot like Mark Arm of Mudhoney. There was like
I did not. he might look a little like me.
Well, he totally looked... Well, going back and forth, there was a photo shoot of you two guys a few years ago, and he looked like your son, kind
of. I see. Well, yeah, there are a lot of people around who look like my kids.
On your new album, Iggy, you have a song called Pussy Walk.
Yeah.
Now, you also have an older tune called Cock in My Pocket.
Yes.
When you played the UBC Sub Ballroom here in Vancouver, Canada, I guess around 1980, guess what you showed?
Was it like my cock?
Yeah.
Oh.
And a couple weeks ago, apparently, on the BBC show White Room, you wore some plastic see-through trousers, which revealed your...
Was it like my cock?
And during the Big Day Out Festival in Australia, you flashed your...
You mean my cock?
No, Mr. Pop, did you really show your cock ring to Tina Louise Ginger? What are the circumstances surrounding that? Ginger, my idol, Ginger.
It was a slow day by the pool in Beverly Hills.
Was she frightened, like totally frightened, as when you said boo to Brian Wilson?
I don't know how she felt. You'd have to ask her.
You did once walk up to Brian Wilson, though, Iggy Pop, and say boo, didn't you?
Is that what Brian says?
No, that's apparently the legend. Iggy Pop scared Brian Wilson big time.
It's possible. I like Brian. He's very nice. I have met Brian, and he's very nice. We spent an evening together.
Have you mentioned the word boo to him at all?
I don't remember the boo, but, you know, as you pointed out, there are so many children who look alike me. I maybe don't remember all the things I do.
Iggy, when did you first pop out your cock on stage? When was the first time? Do you remember it?
Yeah, it was in a town called Romeo.
What year was this?
In 1968.
Were you the first guy to ever do this on stage that's been documented? Because, you know, a lot of people try to do stuff, but then people are told, oh, Iggy's already done that. Do you think you were the first guy?
I've already done everything, darling.
Like, you've done everything. So were you the first guy to show his on stage was documented, you think? Or were there other people?
I don't know. I wasn't thinking about it.
What do you think, Iggy, of G.G. Allin? He was totally inspired by you. Like, Iggy, you started it and G.G. finished it.
Did he get the GG, like, from my GGs?
I'm not...
Iggy?
Probably. I'm not totally sure, but I know he was totally, totally influenced by you.
That's what somebody told me, that he called himself GG from my GGs.
What do you think of him? What did you think of his performance? Did you listen to his stuff? Did you ever see him?
No, I never saw him, but I think GG's a pretty cool name.
How did you avoid the draft, Iggy?
They didn't want me.
Didn't you pretend that you were gay?
Well, they didn't want me.
Why didn't they want you?
Well, you'd have to ask them. That's all I've got to say on the subject.
Because in your book, there's something to talk about, like a raging hard-on had something to do with them not wanting you.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, I'm not going to elaborate on that here.
Okay, well, William Shatner, do you remember James T. Kirk?
Yes.
Did he once hit on you?
Was that like in the National Star or something?
Oh, it's just little undercurrents, something like that. William...
If he did, I don't remember.
Apparently hit on you or one of the Stooges, and he's a Canadian, too.
One of the Stooges. And he's a Canadian.
And you're in Toronto right
now. Oh, Canada.
Track 6 on Naughty Little Doggy, and you are the Naughty Little Doggy. You are a Naughty Little Doggy. You're Iggy Pop. Is called Keep On Believing.
Yeah.
Now, man, I keep believing and wondering, where is James Williamson? Is he really a lawyer in Northern California doing computer music?
He is a computer executive in Northern California, in the Silicon Valley, and I don't think he does computer music or has a law degree.
Did you once
He does apparently play a lot of tennis.
Did you once get a, you know, kind of anger at him for trying to make New Values a disco record?
That was actually Soldier, yeah. He got carried away. He wanted to make it 48 track, bring in an orchestra. I thought it was a bit much for a song like, you know, Dog Food or I Snub You.
Will Williamson be involved in the proposed Stooges reunion at all, Iggy?
I doubt that very much. He doesn't play. what I had planned was to get together with the guys who actually started the band.
So no tennis players or computer execs in the proposed Stooges reunion?
No. Nancy is squirming and making a movement that says, we're at an end. Okay.
Oh, Iggy, just a few more quick questions here. I'm just dying to notice. Glenn Frey said, in the late 1960s, Detroit was in a fake music boom. There were all these terrible bands getting all the attention, like the MC5, the Scott Richard Case. As far as I was concerned, nobody except Bob Seger had a single ounce of talent. This is what Glenn Frey said.
Because Bob Seger was the only guy who would hire Glenn Frey.
Yeah, like, what the hell was he talking about? Because during that time, the Iguanas were around. Iggy, your first band, the Iguanas. You had shaved eyebrows, dyed platinum hair, wore pajamas, all while drumming. This is amazing. 1965, pre-Stooges.
Glenn was bummed because he wanted to start a band with me, and I turned him down.
How excited or how wild did the Iguanas get? Like, how wild were you in the Iguanas, your first band?
The most wild thing about the Iguanas was I had a 12-foot drum riser.
You were way up there.
I was way up there.
Because according to...
And then after we left school, yeah, that's right, I got, like, busted. And the band, I got pretty wild, but they didn't. They all wanted to go to college and stuff.
Because according to Iguana guitarist Don Swickerath, you did not start masturbating until you were 25. And the church council in Petoskey wouldn't allow the Iguanas to play Louie Louie until after midnight for fear that you'd do the pussy walk on the locals.
That's true.
And then he also said, this is the legend of the Iguanas, your first band, totally underappreciated, that you charmed the Wrigley chewing gum family's daughters?
I think it was Reynolds Aluminum and Wrigley's chewing gum.
And they let you have the run of their mansions and their daughters?
That's true, yeah.
You naughty little doggy. Recently, some...
Swift Meats also.
Recently, some Iguana stuff has been re-released.
Yes.
Are you aware of that?
Vaguely. Have you got one?
Oh, I've just sent away for a CD. It's available at Midnight Records. Actually, I knew somebody else that once met you at a record store. You were looking through Stooges bootlegs.
Is Midnight Records in Toronto?
No, there isn't one in Toronto. No, it's in New York. But somebody once got their foot stepped on by you.
I see.
That was pretty exciting. Who were the Iguanas' main rivals at that time? Who were you fighting against?
The Rationals were our main rivals.
Did you ever get to party or see Susie Quatro's Pleasure Seekers?
I did, yeah. I knew Susie and thought she was... The whole band was real foxy, and I wanted to just jump on them all.
Were they punk?
No, they were just foxy and bad, kind of like Shampoo. Just bad girls, you know?
Was Ted Nugent weird back then in the days of the Amboys Dukes? Because they were out of Detroit.
You betcha he was. I gotta go now, Nardvar.
Oh, just quickly. Just quickly. Iggy, please don't leave. Iggy, please.
Thanks,
Iggy,
guys.
No, please don't. Please. Bye. Please don't leave. Please, Iggy. 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 Iggy.
Iggy, no, don't go. That was good. That was awesome. I've never heard that before, so... I am impressed that I just happened to pick that out. Because, you know, I'm flipping through my CDs here, and I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, you know, the Evaporators, yada, yada. The Goblins are good, and I, you know, who doesn't love them, really? And then I was like, oh, look at that, Iggy Pop, who I just adore. I really do love Iggy Pop, and that was good. That was really, really good. But, I mean, really, when Nardwar is involved in anything, it's always good. So there you go. That was Nardwar versus Iggy Pop. That was a track from... The Evaporators, it's a split CD between the Evaporators and the Goblins, that released back in 98, and I don't have the cover for it, so I don't know the name of it. Oh, something, I Got a Rash, I think. Sounds good. Of course, released on Mint Records, and there you go. Okay, and if you are interested in listening to Nardwar, C-I-T-R is a lovely, darling Nardwar. His show's on every Friday afternoon, and I'm thinking it's 3:30. I really should know this. It's in the afternoon. It's around 3-ish. So check the CITR.ca website, and there you go. You'll find out the definitive time there. Just 3:30. I know it's on at that point for sure. Anyways, before the Evaporators there, well, really, Nardwar, we heard William Shatner. I'm enjoying today. This is a fun show. So we had William Shatner with Common People. From his CD released, maybe 5 years ago, has been, something like that. Anyways, love William Shatner, who doesn't? And before that, we heard Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet with Having an Average Weekend from their album released, I think it's 89, Savvy Showstoppers. There you go. You are listening to my show here, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I am your host, Anita B., and we are here for another whole hour. So, yes, I'm just getting my groove on. Uh-huh. And this is the show here at CITR, in which it's all Canadian music. We listen to all Canadian music for a whole hour and a half every Wednesday from 6:30 to 8, except for the first Wednesday of each month, at which point Miko and her show, and sometimes Y, that graces the airwaves. There you go. There you go. Oh, and I was a little curious. Let's talk back about Iggy Pop. I myself wasn't quite sure that he had kids or what his story was. So it took me a little while of searching. And from what I saw there, what I found is that he just has one kid who apparently, according to Iggy Pop, is the son. He has one boy named Eric, the son of a lesbian. Okay, according to Iggy Pop. There you go. So. All right, he's from Ypsilanti, too, in case you care. Ypsilanti, which is just a little bit east of Ann Arbor. I'm from the area myself. Well, when I say the area, I mean the general area. I'm from Windsor, which is right across the river from Detroit. And Ann Arbor is where the world-famous University of Michigan, U of M, the Blue and Gold, where that university is located. And Iggy Pop went to university. He went to U of M, can you imagine? Before he dropped out, of course. But still, it's pretty interesting. I find that interesting. Especially the stuff about, what's his name? the Motor City Madman. That'd be Ted Nugent. Yeah, he's a character, let me tell you. Okay, enough of that. Okay, so let's move on. Let's move on back over to the West Coast. We're going to listen to some Daytona. This is a band back in the day again. Oh, mid-90s was their heyday. The CD I'm going to play for us is called Chicane. And it was released, in 94 by Zulu Records. We're going to hear the song Like Heaven. So let's make sure I've got the right CD here. I've got two going on. Yep, we're good. Okie dokie then. Hope you enjoy it. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Something to left its mark. I fall and stumble in the dark. The music plays, the band, they sound like heaven.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
What are we alive for, except to grab all the kicks we can?
CITR 101.9
Vancouver. It makes you feel real big.
Right there was Pure with their song Anna from their album of, oh, I don't know, what is it? How many years ago? Many, many years ago. 1996. Well, you know, 96. That seems to be my own personal key year in indie rock. But speaking of indie rock, this band doesn't technically get that label because this was a major label release. So, off their album Generation Six Pack. Yes, that was Pure. who are a Canadian band from Vancouver. All right. Ah, speaking of Vancouver, we heard Vancouver with their song Lonely Life from their new album, Canadian Tuxedo, and they are a newer addition to the Mint Label's roster here out of Vancouver. And then Daytona was in there before that with their song Like Heaven from their album, Vancouver label, that's Zulu Records, Chicane. Okay, it is 7:16. And I'm your host, Anita B. This show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And it's all Canadian music. That's the point here. I have another, 40-some-odd minutes until Val comes in. Val Cormier and her show, Folk Oasis. She's here from 8 until 10. And as her show name aptly describes it, it is all about folk. But cool folk. How do we put it that way? Cool folk music. My favorite conversation with Val, who I adore, she's awesome, she's a very cool person and host, was when somebody was talking to her about, you know, the term yacht rock, of course, right? So apparently the term has now been moved over into the realm of folk. So there is folk rock, yacht rock, yacht folk, yacht rock. All right. I love yacht rock. I just love the whole genre, subgenre of yacht rock, but that's a whole other topic for discussion on a different day. All right, so what was I going to tell you? Yes, the Constantines, they're coming up next. The Constantines are a band, I'm positively sure they're from Guelph, and they have a new album out. It's called Kensington Heights, and this is released on the Arts and Crafts label, this new album. And I'm going to play us two Constantine's songs. So I'm going to play us something from the new album. And then we're going to move on back to their Shine a Light. Oh, I was going to say Sub Pop, but just no, that's not on Sub Pop. Some of their stuff has been on Sub Pop, but it's a 3 Gut Records release back in 5 years ago. So then we're going to hear my favorite song off that album, which is Young Lions. Love it. Very anthemic. Okay, and there you go. I'm hoping you're enjoying this lovely Wednesday evening. Isn't it beautiful? I'm very excited. This makes me happy to be living in Vancouver. Days like this. And it's supposed to be getting really hot. And the whole summer thing is in full force. So enjoy it. We need to enjoy it while we can before the evenings. And they already kind of are because we are into August. But the evenings get so short around here. Man, December 21st, I've never lived in an area in which, like, 4:30, it's pitch blackout. Anyways, that's all about the indoor living, I guess. Super chunk, indoor living. Okay. But now I'm dropping things, dropping names and crap. Okay. The Constantines, that's where we're going on our musical journey. All the way over to Guelph. But I'm sure, I think they're located in Toronto now, I think. Anyways, Wikipedia them, there you go. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I was not a force and great, hung up before a loving face. A table set with spinning plates, only our edge between us. You remember in the living, there was no real forgiving. Every age, calling back.
At 8,000 feet, perishing cold, and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Pause. Let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Artie Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the ballroom of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece in the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Did you enjoy that blue bottle?
That's a swell record. I must get it. What's his number?
We'll be right back.
The world's most shocking monster.
That techno rock you guys listen to is gutless.
I'm sure.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mayhem?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich. Saturday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
I Don't Love You from the Dish Rags. That is a band who had their heyday back in the late 70s out of Victoria, three-piece girl band. And you can find that song off this lovely, absolutely fabulous compilation, which you need to own, called Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music, 1977 to 88, which is released on Zulu Records. And it was put out back in 91. Wow. Okay, before that, we heard two songs from the Constantines. We heard Young Lions from their Shine a Light album, and then Our Age, excuse me, from their new album, Kensington Heights. All right, so you are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It is 7:32, and I'm your host, Anita B. And speaking of that awesome compilation, Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music from 77 to 88. We're going to move on with a little bit more from this. And we're going to hear Barbara from the Modern Nets. Love this song. It's so good. Anyways, it just reminds me of a student I had. I happen to be a high school teacher here in the city. And I'll tell you, at Tupper Secondary, in case you're one of my students listening, oh Lord, oh God forbid. Anyways, her name was Barbara, and I always thought of this song every time I mentioned her name, except this song is spelled B-A-R-B-R-A, Barbara, not Barbara. Anyways, if you're out there, Barbara, you're a sweetie. She's going into grade 10 now. What a nice girl. Anywho, here we go. We're going to listen to the Modernettes. That's a band, again, back, had their heyday back in the late 70s, and they were boys versus the girl band of the Dish Rags that we heard just before this one. Anyways, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Told me it's a girl, and everybody gasped. I know how to raise you right. Teach you how to read, you match your toy spell names, alphabet, and how to be polite. Gonna keep me awake. I need a second opinion, not a second to waste.
Oh, we found you. I found your justice. I crushed into the record of a master's eye.
from Victoria. That's Frog Eyes with their song Reform the Countryside. The album is called Tears of the Valedictorian, and that you can find on Scratch Records, Scratch Recordings. All right, love those guys. They have wacky song names, long songs, and they are definitely quirky, and they're definitely good. All right, before that we heard Tokyo Police Club, a band out of one of the burbs of Toronto. Now, I just, which one? I want to say Newmarket. Newmarket? Am I right? Vaughan? Maple? Newmarket? Something like that. I think Newmarket. Anyways, Tokyo Police Club, they're young. They're boys. And anyways, the song we heard was Listen to the Math from their new album, Elephant Shell. And the Modernettes were in there before that with their song Barbara from that awesome compilation on Zulu Records, Vancouver Independent Music, 1977 to 88. It is now 7:45 on a lovely Wednesday evening. Well, actually, 7:44. And you're listening to my show here. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm Anita B. This show is all about Canadian music, and we're going to continue doing that until Val comes in, and her show starts at 8. That is Folk Oasis. She's here from 8 till 10. Oh, and then by the way, after her is Julia and her show Juicebox from 10 till 11. Okie dokie then. So let's move on over to the other side of the country. I'm talking about Montreal. And I've got the Gruesomes coming up. Cool, huh? Pretty excited about this. The Gruesomes. These guys here had their heyday back in the late 80s. And what can I say about them? Four guys. They looked very Ramone-esque. They looked very Ramonesy. And there you go. We're going to hear the song called, What's Your Problem? Yes, What's Your Problem? And they have a new, I guess, reissue album out. It's got 17 songs. And when I say reissue, I'm kind of looking at the songs. Some of them are covers, though. Like, how many are covers? Oh, some of them. So let's maybe a third are covers. And there you go. So let's make sure I've got the right CD queued up. See, you know, I chat. I go all crazy. And then I'm like, ooh, I have CD 1, CD 2. And then so many times I hit the wrong one, but it's okay because this is college radio and whatever, right? The college radio station you're listening to is CITR. On your dial, it's 101.9 FM, and the city is Vancouver.
Pushed off a cliff.
We are here. We're just experiencing technical difficulties. Like you care, all four of you. Here we go. We're coming. Here we go. Can you hear the clicking? This is why you need to support us during our fundraising. Okay, so anyways, Val is in the house. Yay. She comes on in 5 minutes. We're chatting. Asperger syndrome, you know, discuss amongst yourselves. Is it really high functioning autism, or is it a whole separate whatever you want to call it, syndrome? No, I'm a special ed teacher, so I know these things. I try to pretend I'm like so intelligent. Okay, so let's try this again. We are moving on. By the way, you are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And we just heard Arcade Fire there with their song, the song number one, which is called Neighborhood Number One, Tunnels. Their album is called Funeral. That was released a few years ago back on Merge Records and, you know, Arcade Fire. Who doesn't love them? And we heard the Gruesomes as well before that with What's Your Problem from their new album, Tyrants of Teen Trash. However, it was it's a re-release, of course. Okay, let's try this again. So I'm going to play us some super friends out of Halifax. And we're going to hear the song, 10 Pounds, off of their album Mock-Up Mock-Up Scale Down. Murder Records release. So back in, good golly, 95. I'm showing my age, I know. But we won't talk about age anymore. What can I tell you? Did I tell you my name is Anita B? I don't know if I did. I feel like a broken record sometimes. No pun intended. This show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I will be back with you all next week doing my Canadian music thing from 6:30 until 8. In the meantime, here we go. This is it for me. This is the Super Friends on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
doesn't come alone. She comes with a friend, and that means you come around. It's the best friend, and with some love, at least I'm alive. At least I'm alive.
Sealed with a Kiss and CITR 101.9 FM presents the Stanley Park Singing Exhibition, a two-day musical extravaganza with a folk